From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Into this Tuesday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Parham, Neil McCready, Clark Ford studio this afternoon. It's after 1 o'clock here with you today. We'll talk a good bit of name, image, likeness. We'll talk some holiday, the 4th of July. Still very much the summer, though. Good mild weekend for the most part. Not too hot or anything. We'll hit that. And more topics is we're in a weird spot. We're making our way to Media Day. Still 14 days away from Lane Kiffin's appearance there in Hoover. Still a little ways away from the season, but at the same time, it's kind of football season. So figuring out what that looks like, getting you guys to that point on today's show, a show brought to you every single day by the Oxford Exxon, Highway 6 West in Oxford. Hopefully you took advantage of any of their ribs over the 4th. Plenty of smoked meat options there at the Oxford Exxon and all Blue Sky locations in Mississippi. Remember to download the SpeedPass Plus app. With that, you earn points and save money there with the Oxford Exxon and get the lunch special every single day, $5.69 for two sides of bread, 32-ounce drink, and we are both in the Clark Ford studio.
We are. Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900 is that number. Call it. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He will send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. It's right to the bottom line. No hassle, no haggle. You get your quote. The rest is up to you. You can shop that quote around, or you can do what I've done, what I recommend that you do, and that's hop into a Clark Ford today, 662-257-1900. Guests, join us on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline. Rafters Music and Food on the Square in Oxford, also in New Albany. And then don't forget, they had the big fireworks show on, I guess, what was that, Sunday? Monday? What day was the 4th?
The 4th was Sunday.
Sunday.
Yes.
And so they'll be back open on Wednesday. And then throughout the weekend, be a great place to enjoy frozen margaritas, frozen daiquiris, great waterfront views. Rafters on the water at Sardis and Rafters on the Square in Oxford.
So, hope all of you had a wonderful and safe 4th of July. I think it's one of those things where it's evidence that you're getting old as you start worrying about fireworks more than enjoying them at any point.
But yes,
with kids and different things is, you know, growing up, it's like, oh yeah, let's be a pyro, let's blow stuff up. And now it's kind of like the kids' day game when they come into Swayze and have all the foul balls. All I see is bottle rockets going off in faces at this point. That is literally the only thing I noticed from the entire weekend is let's get through it with all of our eyesight and appendages at this point.
Yeah, it's really funny you say that because about 9 o'clock on Sunday night, Campbell was in Little Rock with friends, and she had told us that she was going to they were going to go do fireworks. And I sent her a text about, please be careful with fireworks. And she sent me a picture of where the fireworks were, and they were a mile away. Okay. And I was like, oh, thank God. So, yeah. Like, I want no part of them. And I hear them going off in the neighborhood, and it sounds like World War III in the...
How do your dogs handle the fireworks?
As long as they're inside, they're fine.
Oh, they really?
Yeah, they just go to sleep.
I
was the one who couldn't go to sleep. Everybody else was asleep, and I had to wait for them to end at 10:30. So, I was watching South Park.
I was... Oh, really? Mm-hmm. South Park. I was still hearing 10:50, 10:55 on over to 11 on Sunday night. And around, I guess, 9, I was taking Gumbo out for the last time. And he was like in a war zone. He was worried about shrapnel. I mean, he'd take like two steps, hear something, and
sure,
try to hightail it back to the house. Like, I could not get him to go to the bathroom and ignore the cannon fodder for a few minutes there to get that done. He was really struggling. So
you think about it from a dog's perspective, it's got to be a little off-putting, to say the least.
Oh, I mean, you probably think you're getting bombed.
You just don't know what's going on.
At that point.
Pow, pow, pow. Yeah, there's no perspective for you.
I mean,
hey, it's a holiday. There's going to be fireworks tonight. You don't
get
that.
That's a good point.
You don't get that fair warning.
There's no context.
No.
You just suddenly, one night, here we go.
Out of the blue. Holy shit, yeah. What happened?
Yeah, terrible story out of the The goalie there in Columbus.
Yeah, it was in Michigan. That's sitting in a hot tub, and I guess one of them hit him in the chest.
Is that exactly the way it went?
That's what it sounds like.
I mean, good grief.
Bobby, thank you so much for the super chat. his question, and we'll get to it in a minute. Probably don't get to it right this moment, Bobby, but hang tight, we will. How long do you think it'll be before alumni who own big companies participate in the NIL convo just to get recruits, like for Ole Miss? He's thinking Bill Jordan. Is that that's the – who's Bill Jordan? Help me.
Bill Jordan.
Is that the outdoors guy? The I don't know.
Yes, Realtor guy.
Okay, Realtor, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a lot of thoughts on that. We'll get to them in a minute. I don't think it's going – I think there's going to be a weird disparity that is going to go beyond how big a school is, how passionate a school is. Like, you see what's happening with Miami. And, again, this is one deal, but it's a big deal for all – 85 to 90 scholarship players, depending on how you interpret all that, that is going to be $500 a month per player. So $6,000 per player. It's perfectly legal. It's perfectly above board. I am curious what kind of appearances they have to do, or is it just social media?
That's the interesting part of this. We'll get to it in a few minutes. That's there's more to it than just, oh, look, windfall. Kind of curious on it in a couple of
things. And at a place like Miami, and in particular with something that is just gyms to train MMA-type people and stuff, that's niche enough that you might be able to do that. But if you're running a big company, I don't have an example of one right now, but I used Walmart earlier today in
SEC football. Almost like FedEx.
All right, FedEx. That's a good one. If you're FedEx, do you really want part of your brand to be that you're locked into a school, whether it be Ole Miss or Tennessee or what? Do you really want that to be your brand? Do you really want to run the risk of losing customers so that the quarterback at Ole Miss can endorse your product?
Yeah, see, I don't think you're talking that level of brand that becomes school specific. I mean, again, we'll hit this a ton today. I think when you're talking about school specific stuff, you're talking about local and then maybe some level of regional, and that's kind of it. Once it gets over a certain size and reach for your business, I don't think that becomes viable anymore, that we're going to focus on this place. I mean, Grind makes a joke here, but he's right. Like, I don't see Tim Cook going, you know what, Auburn, we're feeding you with apple. Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, not unless you're going to do the whole SEC.
Yeah, right, different. That's the whole different
deal. And so at that point, you're asking, why are we doing this? What's the financial gain for us? And are we by – let's use FedEx as an example again. If you're FedEx, and let's say you double down on – let's take Ole Miss out for get all the emotion out. You double down on Tennessee. Well, is it really worth it to the company that goes, all right, that's it. I'm going to use UPS exclusively now. We're going to cancel our FedEx contracts. We're going to use USPS, UPS. We're going to use whatever else, whatever other carriers. Not doing that. The answer is no. I don't. If you're FedEx also, do you really want to take away from your signage budget? Because you can, put signs up at Vaught Hemingway and obviously at FedEx Forum where you've got naming rights and all of those things. Wouldn't you rather have the signage than run the risk of the quarterback?
Well, because like you said too, hey, they might lose games, but when I got that sign on the end zone at Rocky Top, he's not going to get a DUI. That end zone's not going to get arrested.
He's not going to get charged with sexual assault.
There's nothing about that that has a negative.
He's not going to make a social media post that comes across as racist or as sexist or as whatever.
Because I know it's something people have mentioned, and maybe it does on a lower level. Maybe it does with some radio ads, some video streaming ads, some things along those lines. But companies are not pulling their university-wide sponsorships to give it all to players. You're not going to see a noticeable change in revenue because of that. You're just not.
Okay, so here's a good question.
Sure.
Leif says, what has Rebel Rags done so far in the last week? Are they laying low? I have no idea.
I haven't seen anything at all.
But here's the question. If you're Rebel Rags, does getting a player to endorse your product,
does it help?
Does it really help?
Probably not.
People know about you already. You're advertising in the stadium. You're advertising in programs and stuff.
Sure, yeah.
having a player talk about you on social media? Let's take us completely out of it. Would you be better off having that player do that on social media or advertising on Richard Cross's show? I don't know. I'm asking. But those are questions. This is like we keep talking. I keep hearing people say there's going to be this windfall. And I'm like, there is for a few people. Here's who it's going to be a windfall for. We've already seen it. The people who already have
followings.
A tremendous following on, not Twitter, but Instagram,
TikTok. Yeah.
That's a big one.
It is.
With young people.
Yeah, sure.
You're an influencer.
Yeah, because what they're doing is making it legal to pay influencers at the college level.
Yes.
That's actually what we're doing.
Yes.
Here. Because, that's what advertising is in general. It's all about level of influence because that's all that really matters. And when you have, like, the LSU gymnast and what's her name? Lydia Dunn.
Yeah. Already has this massive following.
5 million social media followers.
And that's not about gymnastics, by the way. And it's a bunch of guys who think she's hot. And it's a bunch of girls who also think she's hot who are like, hey, tell me what your makeup routine is. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your workout deal. When you drink your kombucha, how do you do it? That's what she does. So she walks around and she blogs and she talks about, hey, I bought this whatever.
And cool.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Oh, hey, you know me.
Yeah.
Holy cow, all power to you. But that's the following. So how many football players possess that sort of following? Where they're walking around all day and they're blogging about a lot.
Well, now that level of following, zero.
Yeah, where they're vlogging. Yeah. The answer's not too damn many.
I mean, from a straight football player ad standpoint, Spencer Rattler getting Raisin Cane's is probably about where you're going to be.
Yeah. I'd love to know the financials on that.
That's probably about the top.
Like, Derek King has made a lot of money already.
Yes, he's done a really good job.
But you have to be incredibly charismatic. And you have to be very good on social media, for that matter. I mean, there are a lot of basketball players because they have an AAU following on social media. The name that comes to mind is not fair because his dad is LeBron, but Bronny James has a big following already. There are other players, though, that like Carson and kids like Carson already watch. They watch their highlights and stuff. Those guys come in with... You know, they have a following. You could get them to endorse a product. But I don't really know. It's one of those things that you'd have if you're running a local business. Yeah, there can be some mom and pops that do deals, sure, but how do you pick that deal?
What do you mean by that?
How do you decide who you're going to use? I mean, you saw it happen in Alabama where Milo's, if you've ever lived in Alabama, you know that Milo's is a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Milo's tea is in all the grocery stores, and there's a Milo's on every corner just about.
It is, yeah.
And Bo Nix endorses Milo, so they endorse him, and they had to turn around and add an Alabama player.
And you did have to.
They did. Well, I don't think they were banking on that.
Oh, you don't think that's how they started?
No, I think they thought, hey, we'll do the Auburn quarterback. He's a big name. He's established. He's been the quarterback for a couple of years. We'll go that route. His dad played at Auburn. Everybody knows the Nixes. And they quickly found out, oh, hell no, we're going to have to do that too. So I don't know how it works. I mean, if you're a business in Oxford, how do you pick who you're going to get? Is it somebody you know? How many individual football players at Ole Miss today move the needle?
Yeah. Bobby says, my point behind the question is I don't think companies are going to do this to actually promote business. It's simply a way to funnel money to players and recruits with promising deals. Well, it's not recruits. They got to get there first.
Yeah, got to be there first. So you can't go buy the player. Right.
Where it helps recruiting is that once these deals get in place, the coach then go and see, hey, you're like this guy, and here's what he gets.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. I mean,
and I know what people are thinking, and you got to be really careful with this because this would be the kind of thing that someone's going to want to make an example of someone. So you go, well, I know, but you could cut that deal behind the scenes. Okay, have that recorded. Hey, if you come to Ole Miss, we're going to do a deal with you the minute you get on campus.
You're going to be Tommy Taylor Chevrolet.
For $1,200 or $1,500 a month, okay? The minute you get there, well, you find out you're able to prove that, you're busted. I mean, you are so screwed.
Yeah, because that's the catch. Once regulations are in place, you're going to get thrown under the jail when you're called.
Yeah. So the school has to say,
frankly, you're better off just still doing it legally.
And so here's the problem, right? So the school is now saying this to everybody. If you're not careful, they're telling everybody, hey, look, see Joe Schmo? We did this deal with Joe Schmo. When you come, you'll be the Joe Schmo. Well, not everybody's going to be that kid. And now you have this one-time get-out-of-jail-free card. And so now people are tampering with your players, going, hey, if you come here, we'll get you endorsements starting in the fall.
Sure.
So it just goes on and on.
It's all the same thing.
You've just taken a really dirty deal and made it a different kind of dirty deal. You're playing in a different mud pile.
Still muddy.
Very. And frankly, the first mud pile is still in business.
It is. Come on. Black markets exist always.
Always. Sure.
No, that's the funny part of this, too, is that it's so new that all these questions, we have no idea. Because, look, in the rules, it says, A, schools have to confirm these deals or approve them.
Yeah.
But good luck not confirming
right,
some of them.
Sure.
But nonetheless. But point being, there are stipulations in there on fair market value. Well, we don't know what the market value is yet. You have to get a sampling of
sure.
deals done to establish fair market value.
Sure.
Now, in a few years, when you see what Matt Corral gets and what Spencer Rattler gets and what Sam Howell gets, well, when another dude that has their similar profile gets $200,000 more than that, go, whoa, hold on. What's up here? Why? And
yeah.
suddenly something gets whatever.
And you start to find out whether certain schools just have ceilings.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to sound nutty. I'm almost wondering, at Ole Miss, more is not the right word. I'm kind of formulating this in my head as it goes. But I almost think this has a chance to be a bigger competitive deal for a baseball or something than it actually does football or basketball.
Got a chance. Got a lot has to happen.
But who says Johnson Furniture doesn't pay some dude on 25% scholarship $500 and suddenly over the
sure.
course of the season his dorm is paid for?
Yeah.
Then you use that in recruiting and different things. And like from the standpoint of what does it tangibly do to your program, I think that's more likely to be a positive than, oh, look, they come to Ole Miss and you get these windfalls
right,
that come
right,
with the football
right.
program.
Well,
I guess that's my point.
It's kind of the deal at Miami. Now you can offer to every recruit, hey –
look what here.
There's a $6,000
well,
endorsement
in,
built
in. In Nebraska, that restaurant said, hey, we promise everybody on the roster some semblance of an endorsement. Okay. I mean,
yeah,
it's there. I mean, I bet it's
peanuts.
Hell, but,
right.
But, point being,
right.
I mean, it's kind of like Portnoy. We'll send you some gear. Yeah, Barstool athlete. I mean, whatever.
And that's all they're doing, right? We'll throw you
there
some gear.
There might be a few exceptions, but yes, it is an ingenious way for Portnoy to get his products in more hands and let them put Barstool Athlete on all their social media profiles. Yes, that's...
Yeah, that's genius.
That was 100% what that was. Because I think his comment was, if you play Division I sports and blink at me, I will sign you. I believe that
yeah.
was his quote. So, yes, that is. I mean...
It's basically free agency without a salary cap. And also without a salary floor. Anything could happen, and nothing could happen.
Yeah, we don't know.
Like, how would you establish Matt Corral's market value today?
There's no way.
I mean, there
whatever
is,
somebody's willing to pay.
It's just some void right now.
Well, it's like him going, hey, $10,000 for an hour. Well, okay. I mean,
yeah, good luck.
Part of me thinks he just didn't want to do it, so he set a stupid price. But how long before an individual sponsor runs into something the school has a competitor for and gets shut down?
How long before an individual sponsor?
So, like, when Matt Corral cannot go do Powerade if Ole Miss has Gatorade.
Oh. See, I think there's some of that kind of already around.
Yeah.
That's real
loose-ish,
cloudy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can't compete against the school in the same realm.
And you can't do, like, a beer.
Yeah, nothing gambling, illegal beer, or whatever. Shutting anything down is going to be very difficult.
This would be an interesting one.
All right, tease it.
Okay. What would you do if your school, and again, I'm not talking about Ole Miss specifically because I don't know who Ole Miss has deals with. Say you're one of the big sponsors of your school is that state's Ford dealers. Mm-hmm. And then a Chevrolet dealership wants to sponsor you. Can you? And if the school says no, you're probably getting pissed. Like, why not? I don't get anything out of the Ford deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not driving. No one gave me the Ford or the Honda or the whatever the deal may be.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I mean? I mean, you're Nebraska Ford dealers, you know, whatever.
And I want to say, and I need to pull up the actual sheet. I'll do that when we're at break. I want to say, too, you can't use any signage or uniform or anything unless it's a company that's also a sponsor of the school.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think you can't, like, put a jersey on unless you're doing, like, Coke and Coke's already in the stadium or something like that.
Well, you see a lot of the stuff
that's... Farm Bureau or whatever.
You see a lot of the stuff that's out right now. It's without...
Yeah, no, it's not. It's just...
They had to take all the... They can wear the uniform, but the uniform can't have the insignias and stuff. Yeah,
so... Continue this talk in a second. First, tell you about Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. All underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. They're getting local underwriting and understand your market. A leader in condo financing, the float down option, and more. You can find Jason at 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
We're also brought to you by Pinpoint Commercial Real Estate, based out of Jackson, Mississippi. They service the entire state in all commercial asset classes, such as retail, office, industrial, and land. Sam Cox and B.B. Mitchell are Ole Miss grads. They utilize their unique skill sets to execute on assignments and increase value for their clients. Pinpoint's core services include tenant representation, site selection, acquisition and disposition of some producing assets, development, and occupancy solutions for landlords. Pinpoint takes pride in its attention to detail, professionalism, and hard work for all your commercial real estate needs. Please give Sam and B.B. a call at 601-586-3220. Blue Delta Jeans makes the best fitting, most comfortable jeans in the world because they are uniquely made for you and only you. Raw denim jeans, custom fit, and hand tailored in Tupelo, Mississippi. One size fits one at BlueDeltaJeans.com. Baseball season is wrapped up. You may not find yourself in Oxford for a few months, but that's no reason to delay your new Blue Delta Jeans. Using Blue Delta's virtual tailor at BlueDeltaJeans.com, you can be measured and design your newest jeans in just a couple of minutes. And Blue Delta will make sure that you are looking good for the first kick of football season in September. Our podcast listeners can redeem 10% off their purchase by using the code REBELGROVE. That's one word, all lowercase, REBELGROVE at BlueDeltaJeans.com or in the Oxford studio. This is a great time of year to get a pair of Blue Delta's cotton Genos in the works, so don't miss out. Also brought to you by Lamman's Fine Jewelry, Lamman's at 1126 North Lamar Boulevard in Oxford. They've been serving the Oxford area for more than 73 years, from engagement rings to wedding rings to fine jewelry, watches, pearls, fashion jewelry, children's jewelry, collectibles, and more. Lamman's is the gold standard in fine jewelry, so visit them at lamansfinejewelry.com or call them at 662-234-2777. And we're brought to you by Comer Heating and Air. Comer Heating and Air is the name you can trust. They have more than 50 years of professional HVAC experience in Oxford, Tupelo, and the surrounding area. Get in touch with them at 662-801-1777. Make sure that your heating and cooling needs and systems are in tip-top shape. 662-801-1777.
Podcast also brought to you by Visit Oxford. Visit OxfordMS.com. Remember the Oxford Community Market every Tuesday from 3 to 6. The Old Armory Pavilion. Got Ace Atkins in conversation with Jack Pendervis for a signing at the Armory as well. That's July 12th, 6 to 7:30. And July is a little slow, but toward the end of the month, the Art Crawl featuring the Yautnamatawpha Sculpture Trail, 5 to 7 o'clock on the 27th. But the square's open for business, restaurants, and everywhere else. So find out the list of events, where to eat, where to stay, and more. Visit OxfordMS.com/events.
Cecil has something here. He says Arkansas's entire offensive line group just announced an endorsement with Wright's Barbecue, which is based there in Fayetteville.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that makes sense. You could get those guys to come out at the barbecue and sign autographs and take pictures one day. Yeah, sure. But that's a local deal.
Yeah. And no, so, that's what you're seeing. Yeah. This is going to end up being... Look,
Wright's doesn't have to worry about, oh, God, now we're going to lose all of our Arkansas State business. Nah, you're good. You're up there.
That's the interesting thing is that, look, there's two things players are going to learn in this. And I mean, like, real-life business lessons. One is Market value is what market value. There's a lot of dudes that go, hey, I'm open for business, and ain't nobody calling. And, hey, it's life.
Yeah.
Just like the guy that does get the call. That's life. Okay, great.
Sure.
I mean, you know, I'm not modeling polo tomorrow. It is what it is. So that's one. And then two, if you're a low-level guy on the NIL, is it worth it? Because you're paying taxes on all this. It's legal. It's compensation. You're going to get the 1099 or whatever you're getting.
Yeah.
And if you do it, three small deals in three states, you're filing those things in three states.
Yeah.
Be aware of that. I've heard from some people that go, you know what, I'm probably here on the totem pole, and it's just not worth it with the headache and some of the taxes and different things. It's just not a thing worth doing. So
yeah, so Alan C., not to interrupt you, he piggybacks off that, and he says, wait till that Tyson deal falls through, talking about Tyson Chicken.
I just don't think they're going to.
Exactly, which is also based out of Northwest Arkansas. There's nothing.
Arkansas has a Heisman contender. You can jump on one player, but that doesn't look like you're just going after the Hogs.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to do that because Tyson sells chicken everywhere.
Literally.
Wright's Barbecue doesn't sell barbecue in Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they'll ship it to you or whatnot, but they're making 99.9999% of their money from people who come into the restaurant there in Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah.
It's a totally different deal, and I think people think, oh, well, this is going to be Tyson's way of funneling money to make the Arkansas football program great again. No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
What's that? That would be stupid business.
Also, somebody asked, like, what about when they have meetings with Kellum and different things? Team obligations are still team obligations. Anything that happens as far as things that are required by the team, the school, A, can't pay an appearance fee, and B, they won't. It's just team appearances, and it is what it is. So,
you think they'll still come talk to us, or will they charge us?
Assuming they'll still come talk to us. The thing is, you actually could pay them to talk to us whenever is the only change here.
But yeah.
Again,
well, now
so
they'll come wearing their apparel and stuff.
Well, that's fine.
Which actually is great.
I kind of find it funny,
I will absolutely be amused.
Yeah, I mean, if Corral wears whatever that thing is, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I support
Blake, right. Yeah, Kentucky's about to get loaded up from Kroger. I mean, they're all kind of stuff.
But if you're Kroger, like, let's take that all the way out. If you're Kroger and you do Kentucky, got to kind of do the other stuff too, right?
I think based out of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Okay.
I walked right past their building several times last week.
That's what I thought.
I mean, do you want to do that with the Wildcats and not do the Bearcats? Ohio State? And then where do you stop?
Xavier basketball.
Where do you stop? People can go, screw it, I'm going to go to a different grocery store. Well, there are other ones.
Winn-Dixie, you can take your business.
I mean, the guy that goes, that's it, I'm not drinking Milo's anymore, I'll get my tea somewhere else.
And there would be some Alabama fans that would do
that. It was already happening.
Yeah. No. Oh.
So it's that deal. I mean, where do you – it's just such a – it's so brand new that it's fascinating.
I like what I like to the point of – it would be hard for a company to endorse anyone and piss me off enough where I'm not buying that product.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it'd be impossible, actually.
I don't think that deeply, so I can't –
Was it the state fans back in the day that got all pissed off about something and tried to, like, organize and boycott Outback or something? Like, it was over the Outback Bowl or something. They thought that they could boycott Outback. And it's like, if I want a Bloomin' Onion, I want a Bloomin' Onion. Like,
yeah.
I'm good.
Well, I mean,
whatever.
You know, you're by yourself on the road. I mean, are you really going to go?
It's a top three road by yourself restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, are you really going to go? No, they bothered my...
State went to the Peach Bowl instead. I'm out.
Yeah. I mean...
Yeah.
Talk about whistling into the wind. I mean, you're not achieving any. The only person that's getting punished is you. I don't know. I don't think like that. It got deleted because he used the word terrorist, but Adam said Chick-fil-A could endorse a terrorist organization and I'd still eat their tasty chicken.
Yeah, I just don't. It'd be really hard to piss me off enough to make me change anything I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there are a lot of products that I use that I don't care if I use a different brand. Like, it doesn't matter either way. So, if it became difficult for some reason, no, fine.
If Jif pissed you off, you could go to Peter Pan and you'd be okay.
I couldn't give two craps less. Yeah, that's not one. Now, I only eat it on fries, but, like, you make me eat Hunt's ketchup instead, and I don't know, I might be out.
Yeah.
Like, Heinz could do some really illegal things, and I'm still good, and I need the Heinz ketchup.
Yeah.
But does anybody buy any yellow mustard that's not French's? Unless it's, like, just great value and you're in a pinch.
Well, that's the only time. And
but like brand name. Anybody grabbing any other yellow mustard?
No.
They have a monopoly on yellow
mustard.
They've
got it cornered.
And like, there's probably nothing special about it, but that's just what we
grab. That would be an interesting taste test. Could you tell the difference between French's and like
there's no
Kroger
way.
Brand?
I don't think so. Sharp yellow mustard? I mean, it's July. Don't put it by, yeah, beyond well, us before I mean, we get through this month.
That's got a show shot. Written all over it.
Get the corn dogs and pour the mustard on them and see what happens. But like, what is another yellow mustard brand? I'm just kind of curious now. Yeah, like it's the first thing that pops up, and like, I mean, Heinz has one, but I mean, who's doing that?
Oh, you associate Heinz with ketchup.
I mean, I'm going through images and images and images, and I have a hard time finding any yellow mustard that's not French's and images other than Heinz. I think that's pretty much it. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know how we got there. But
Avery says she saw on Twitter that 256 MSU fans may have unfollowed the Clarion Ledger's Twitter. For what? What'd they do?
Hold on. What?
I don't know. I must have missed something. I've been gone for a week. And I really checked out.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. So what did we miss?
This is the most checked out I ever got on a trip.
Was it really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I went days where I didn't even open the computer. Didn't even look at it.
And it's... Well, yeah, because look, if something catches on fire, you're going to know it. I mean, like... Because the only thing you missed the entire time, and I told you immediately, was the Dink Jackson thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that was it.
Yeah.
And, like, somebody sent that to me, and I was like, I need to make sure this isn't, like, photoshopped or anything. And then I went and pulled it up on the Florida River County Sheriff's thing. I went, no, that's real.
Yeah.
You know, because that was funny. Like, I did the mailbag last week. Somebody goes, you think expect him back on campus? And it's like, no. Two felonies and two misdemeanors in two different counties a month apart. I mean, yeah, not so much.
In the words of Langston Rogers, he gone.
Yeah, I thought the Ole Miss was like, any comment? He's off the roster and no longer on the team. Yeah, got that. All right. Because they were quick on that draw because I was trying to just, I mean, you know how this is. You just want to make sure that's the human being you're looking at anywhere. So I go to pull up his official profile, and it's been deleted, I mean, within minutes.
And that was hint one.
Well, yeah. It wasn't like, oh, yeah, he's just off the roster. No, which was gone. But on, like, what Google saves, when you look down at the bottom, it was like full name Vincent Jackson, birthday is April 13th or whatever, and I matched it and went, okay. Well, that's, unless there's a really –
Oh, the Clarion Ledger accidentally left out the MSU National Championship page.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what sucks about that is, like, while, yes, that is ridiculous, that's like some design something in Tennessee that it has nothing to do with anyone who's actually in Jackson. They've got that thing so branched out now where it's completely designed and distributed at one of their hubs somewhere.
By somebody who has no idea what's
going on. That's why headlines get screwed up so much.
Yeah.
Because they don't.
Yeah.
Like, I think when one of them last week, they had Lamona's pitching in a headline.
Yeah.
Because they'd read, like, two paragraphs and just throw some headlines.
Yeah, it's done it's done three states over or something by somebody who's doing 10 papers.
I mean, not really to defend them, but. I would expect some more deals to be announced, Ole Miss, to some level here soon.
Is the school out shopping for deals for players now? Do you have to go out and proactively look for things?
You kind of have to proactively do it, yeah.
Because the whole thing about we're going to...
You got to be kind of careful if you're the school. Yeah.
The whole thing is about we're going to grow your Instagram followers and we're going to grow your Twitter followers, especially with Twitter. Like, so what does that do for you? I mean, unless you have a YouTube page or something, and even then you're not making much money, ask us how we know.
And I don't think the players get just how big your social media followings have to be to create revenue.
And how big they have to be to create real revenue.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, I mean, you can get some pennies on the dollar.
Mine and your 15,000 followers aren't doing anything to create revenue through these social media accounts. And look, it all comes back in anything. Will you have some exceptions? Sure, there'll be the outlier here or there. But for the most part, it comes back to talent. Like, if you're getting social media, whatever, it's because you're really freaking good on social media.
Yeah.
It's not just, oh, look, going to throw some tweets out. No.
No,
you got to be engaging.
Well, we've talked about this, right? Is I've had a lot of people, it's a conversation that I get, I don't know why, people are like, oh, you kind of are ahead on stuff like this. How much work have you done on NIL? And I'm like, none, really. I'm just kind of like anybody else. I'm sort of waiting to see what it looks like. And because I don't want to get out and overpromise something and commit to something. And then I'll take any player out. Just player X.
John Doe.
Plays a position. And you get him to come on the podcast every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
The first time it's novel. It's great. About the fourth time. Can't be the same interview. It's got to be funny. It's got to be interesting. It's got to be headline provoking. Yeah, I can sell it. The company's got to get something out of it. What happens when they call me after 2 months and go, hey, we haven't gotten one sale off of John Doe's spot?
Mm-hmm.
We want to kill it.
Okay.
Or when John Doe on Tuesday goes, I don't feel like it. Well, neither do I, but I'm here. So, and that's where
he got benched on Saturday.
Yeah, or he
blew the game-winning tackle. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever the case may be. Fumbled.
Yeah.
They lost. It was rough.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that question's going to get asked.
You know, I'm good.
It's the difference. I don't know, and I'm not saying that stuff won't happen. In fact, I think it probably will, but how do you get to there, and how do you decide what that price is? I wouldn't even know where to start right now. So I wouldn't even know how to put a market value on it, honestly. But it has to be consistent at that point. For the people that tune in on Tuesday to hear, what'd you call him?
John Doe. Yeah.
They want to hear what John had to say about the win over Arkansas. Great. Then the next week, they lose to Tennessee or whatever. I'm just making stuff up.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, now you lost. Are you still going to come on? Because we got questions, and we got to do our job. Hey, what happened? What's the mood like? And if it's, oh, we're just one day at a time. We're one day at a time.
Suddenly now I'm good.
Now you're boring. So you got to be interesting. You got to be funny. You got to be frank. You got to be candid. How many college athletes are going to be willing to do that? I don't know. Some. But they also go through this media training, and part of the media training, this is going to be an interesting thing. Part of the media training is in the past is say nothing. Give them nothing. So I'll get the same defensive player 6 weeks in a row.
Is that different now? Because technically sports information is under pressure because if I'm the big freshman, you not letting me talk is harming my brand.
Oh, absolutely.
And so you're not letting me get my face out there.
Yes.
I need to do the interview.
So when they say to us, who do you want?
Anybody should be.
Well, I mean, I want the guy that.
Taiwan Malone sounds good to me. All right.
Day one.
Yeah.
And then if he's interesting.
Every damn week.
Well, like, it's funny. Not funny. It's ironic. But like years ago, who would have been the two guys we would have wanted every week on the podcast? Laramie Tunsil, Robert Kimdichie. Why? Big names, entertaining, interesting.
Yeah.
Nothing against Mike Hilton, but Mike Hilton had been.
We talked to Mike a lot,
and they'd made sure Mike was like,
"He's a good soldier.
Don't say anything. Be a good soldier." And he was. He marched on. Now, what would be interesting is now, in a different environment, where Mike would say, "Hey, I can make money off this. Am I going to be a little more honest?" I mean, imagine the Tuesday after the overtime loss to Arkansas. That would have been a fascinating interview with someone who was going to be candid about what happened in that game. What was that locker room like? What's the mood like? That kind of thing. I'm not saying it won't work, because I think it probably will. But if you're a player that's been, you've been told to be nuclealoosh out there, giving know your cliches.
Pretty sterile.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not going to work on the 30-minute radio show segment.
No,
nobody wants to listen to that.
We're not reading media guides anymore.
We've had guests frankly, who've great guys who have been really boring.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't take long for the listener to go, I don't want any more of that. Make it stop. And again, I don't know how many athletes on any campus, the Ole Miss campus, the Mississippi State campus, the Texas campus, how many athletes are really influencers? Have the kind of following that really keeps people riveted to their social media?
Mm-hmm.
Not many.
We'll get done.
Yeah.
The Twins out west, wherever they're at, is it Stanford or something?
Fresno State.
Okay, sure.
And they do a lot of stuff about, it's not about basketball. It's about their makeup, their wardrobe, their diet, their exercise routine. They talk about stuff that they, what movies they watch, what shows they're streaming, all that stuff.
Yeah. Life.
Yeah. I mean, they're very basketball. They just happen to play basketball.
Yeah. The UCF kicker back in the day.
Yeah. And he walked around vlogging all day about things, about a lot of stuff beyond kicking.
Yeah.
So he was funny. He was entertaining. People followed him. He influenced.
Yeah.
And so when, what's her, Dunn, is that her name?
Olivia Dunn.
Yeah, when she says, try this shampoo.
Yeah.
Well, when girls all over the country rush to get that shampoo, because she influenced them to get the shampoo, it's worth it. Yeah. Of course that shampoo company pays her.
Aveda Rosemary Mint, and here we go.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. They're actually getting a bargain on 5 million social media followers.
Yeah.
Because they'll get her at a little bit of a discount compared to what she would get the career influencer or whatever.
I don't know. Well, so, I mean, she's going to make millions.
Yeah.
Suddenly. That she couldn't make before. That's who benefits.
Yeah. Podcast brought to you in part by Northeast Spark, NESPARC.com, 100 Mbps, or The Blaze, the one gig that powers the Clark Ford Studio. I've got it at home as well. Your hometown team, bring your world-class broadband, 662-238-3159. Phone service is available. Remote controls, network security. They got mesh extenders if you would care to get a little more range out of your network, but you probably don't need it. Again, two different options. That's NESPARC.com or 662-238-3159.
We're also brought to you by the College Corner. It's your one-stop Rebel shop. Two locations in the Jackson area. The College Corner is next to Fleet Feet in Ridgeland. It's next to Half Shell in Flowood. If you don't live in Jackson, it's okay. Go to collegecornerstore.com. Plus, you can find them on Facebook and Instagram. So whether you're tailgating in Oxford or home gating with friends and family, the College Corner has you covered for game day. The largest selection of Rebel gear in central Mississippi. Also brought to you by Pinnacle, based in Madison, Mississippi. Pinnacle represents clients in more than 20 states. They've got advisors in multiple states as well. They provide detailed, specialized investment management, financial planning, retirement planning for individuals and businesses, and much, much more. They treat investing like a commodity, and decisions are made using objective information and research, not emotions. So regardless of your level of wealth, Pinnacle will sit down with you, listen to your goals, study your expenses, and put forth a comprehensive, detailed financial and retirement plan built just for you. It's pintrust.com, PINNTrust.com. Yeah, it's Pinnacle. We're also brought to you by John Edwards, Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. All you got to do is get in touch with John. Let him know what you're thinking about for a vacation. Maybe you're planning something for late this summer before everything gets rolling back with school and stuff. Or maybe you're already thinking about a big holiday trip. Or maybe you're already planning something for next summer, thinking things will be even more wide open. You want to take advantage of deals that are available today. You can do all of that by getting in touch with John. Give him some parameters. Give him a budget. He'll give you a ton of options as detailed as you want them to be. And you don't have to live in or near Memphis to take advantage of his services. 901-494-3387 or send him an email at jedwards@regencytravel.net. First-time clients can save $50 off their first booked trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel on the podcast. We're also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, Grenada Nissan's the place to go. They've got a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles. Great lease deals as well. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com.
For anybody who had missed it earlier, because we just kind of passed over it quickly, the Columbus Blue Jackets goalie, died at a fireworks blast at a coach's Michigan home. Says, home of the team's goaltending coach on the same day as his daughter's wedding, actually. He was 24 years old. was in a hot tub at the home of Manny Lagasse in Novi when a mortar-style firework tilted slightly and struck him in the chest Sunday as it fired toward a group of people. The wedding of Lagasse's daughter, Sabrina, to real estate agent Nick Howell, was held at the home earlier in the day, the Daily Mail reported. An ensuing, quote, night of relaxation and uninhibited revelry was held at the home with guests clad in Hawaiian-style dress, according to the report, which cited the couple's wedding website. A police lieutenant said that tried to avoid the fireworks blast while in the hot tub with several other people. Authorities earlier said that he died of an apparent head injury, but preliminary autopsy results released Monday afternoon clarified his cause of death to chest trauma. At the moment, we're pretty certain it was a tragic accident, says...
What is a mortar-style...
I assumed it meant one of those things that are round that have, like, the multiple shots that come up out of it. Like, you know, more of the big, you know, they resemble more of a traditional, like, out-of-place firework type. Like the big circle that has the multiple holes in it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
That was the way I interpreted it. I mean, I could be completely wrong, but... That was the way I...
Had to be hit with a tremendous amount of force for it to kill him like that, right? I mean...
Yeah, a mortar is a tube from which certain aerial devices are fired into the air.
Okay.
So some type of something where that pops out of the tube into the air.
Damn.
Well, look, they... I mean, and this isn't about, oh, wow, they should make fireworks legal. I mean, they're pretty damn neat if you're handling them appropriately. But, I mean... They got some, go to the fireworks store and buy some hellaciously big stream fountain mortar style fireworks. I mean, they look almost like you're at the a damn stadium when they go off. So, I mean, no, that wouldn't shock me at all.
Bobby says, I mentioned earlier, and Bobby, thanks for the super chat. Really appreciate it. He says, let's say Ole Miss wants, for example, Spencer Rattler. One of the sponsors offers him a $200,000 deal if he transfers. What do you think happens?
As long as you keep it under the table. I mean, sure.
Yeah, you just would have to make sure there was no paper trail. Because I don't think it can be a quid pro quo. I think that's specific in the NIL.
Yeah, if you're gonna cheat, just find a way to give him $200,000 under the table, frankly. That's safer than this.
Yes.
That's kind of the thing, I guess, I'm saying here, and what I believe, is that if you're going to cheat the old way. Don't cheat this way.
Yeah, cheat the way you've been cheating.
Yeah. Now, you get into campus, and you want to own the record, pay them $200,000, go ahead.
Sure.
I mean, sure, you see it, I see it, whatever. I mean, I might think you're an idiot, but that's all good. Doesn't matter.
But, yes, that's going to happen. Not that outright specifically, but, yeah, sure, of course. It's going to be an inducement in what was an already active transfer portal. And this is where also as a school you have to be super careful that you don't overpromise in the recruiting process regarding NIL. And then a kid gets to campus and three semesters in, none of those things have happened. And he's like, ah, you lied to me. I'm transferring to X where they've promised me a deal with the local GameStop or whatnot.
Yeah, no, I mean, Ginger, no doubt. I mean, those deals already happened for sure. I mean, they're already, hey, well, I mean, because that's how recruiting legally works is, hey, you come here and you get this. Typically, once you get to campus.
Yeah, Alan says, I never got a response on the Tyson thing. They already give millions and have a department buildings at the school named after the company. That's different, though, than, hey, we're paying the football team to be good. It's one thing when you're...
Frankly, the problem with it is it's a really big freaking company and there's lots of PR managers and there's lots of things where they go, ah, hold on.
Yeah, hand raised guy.
What are we doing?
It's one thing when you name the School of Economics after a family member who went to that school or whatever. I have no idea what's named after Tyson. Or there's some research center, the Tyson Center for Agricultural Researchers. I have no idea. I'm making stuff up. I don't know that too many people look at that and go, well, that's BS. But when you start, hey, we're paying the quarterback to spot to go on social media and say, if you're going to have chicken, make sure it's Tyson chicken. That's the best. I don't know what that gives them.
Shockingly, it's the poultry science building.
Yeah. And it's probably
John W. Tyson.
Who I assume went to school there.
I don't know, but sure.
Yeah. And so you're honoring
and it's a person.
A person, an actual family member, as opposed to the company itself. Having a football program endorse it. when presumably then you're better off putting the signage in the stadium? Are you better off having a baseball player endorse your product or just put the sign in the stadium right there on the center field wall or whatnot? I'm going to guess for a company like Tyson, I'd rather just have the signage. That sign's not going to get a DUI or assault his girlfriend. Maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, we'll see. That's the good news about this. We'll find out one way or the other. I don't have a great answer for some of this.
And he's talking about team deals. I mean, I guess, but if you're Tyson and you do a team deal with Arkansas, do you run the risk of alienating Tennessee fans everywhere? Texas A&M fans?
You don't even have to run the risk of it. You have to run the risk of your people in your corporate going, it's too big of a risk. Why are you doing it?
Yeah.
People are very cautious in those
companies.
Yeah. Hey, really?
So now you get 85 players who have social media, 85 players who have lives. They're young people. They do stupid stuff like other young people.
That's the catch, too. There's a much larger burden on you versus Wright's Barbecue.
Yeah.
Because when it doesn't go right for Wright's Barbecue, nobody's blaming Wright's Barbecue.
Nah.
Whereas here, you never know. I mean, HuffPost or whomever might go, oh, Tyson funneling money to football players, and look what this dude said on his Twitter.
It's where Kroger might have to stop carrying Tyson in their stores to tie some of this together. If you're right,
probably not, but I know what you mean.
But you know what I mean? If it were just truly scandalous, if let's say...
That's the thing, it at least comes up in the meeting.
Arkansas had a Penn State situation. And before anybody says, oh, it couldn't happen. Well, that's what they would have said about Penn State, too. But if you're the barbecue place in Fayetteville with you know, stores in Springdale and Bentonville, I'm just making stuff up at this point, you're not taking much of a risk. You have the offensive line. They come eat the ribs, and it's pretty simple. Everybody gets a couple $100 and
it legalizes $100 handshakes. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever. They're not getting big money.
I don't think so.
Nah. And they come, like I said, they come to a signing one day, and a bunch of people show up, and they have $1 Bud Lights or whatever. I mean, come on. You know, that's easy. They get paid for an appearance, and they do some social media. And
since you've been covering them, this thing's been legal the whole time. Who do you think would have had the most Q value for this?
Ooh, I mean, Tim Tebow, Johnny Manziel, Ole Miss.
I mean, yeah, no doubt. Once you're saying, damn.
Marshall Henderson.
Would he, though? Or would they be worried about the backlash?
Well, they'd be worried.
That's my point. Like,
for sure.
That's kind of where I was going with that. Because Marshall. Well, maybe. Yes, but.
And the same thing with Chad. People would be nervous about Chad. Mm-hmm. Laquan.
Quan, for sure.
Bo Wallace.
Yeah. Definitely Bo.
Dante Moncrief. Mm-hmm. Dexter McCluster.
Back in
those 2 years where he was hot.
Yeah. Jevin.
Jevin Snead.
Yeah.
Drew Pomeranz. I saw Drew pitch the other night against the Reds.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's.
Yeah, there's a handful of dudes. Guys.
Yeah, sure.
I got asked earlier today in the mailbag why we use the word dudes, and I don't know. It's just a word.
Yeah.
I don't think anything about it. Now I'll start thinking
there's
about
no
it.
There's no connotation to it.
No.
At all.
Yeah, DK.
Oh,
AJ Brown. 100%. Yeah, for sure. Those guys, yeah. I mean, there's players, sure.
Well, I mean, look, when he got to campus, Shea would have had a ton of appeal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it'd taken a little while to lose it, but he'd had it for a while.
Yeah. For a year there, Jordan Tamu.
Mm-hmm.
Good-looking kid. Nice kid.
Oh, there's dudes.
Sure, of course. I mean, Laramie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ironically, maybe had more personality than anybody else that we've just mentioned.
No one knew it.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Well, we would talk to Laramie and then look at the sports information people and go, like, why? Why?
And he wanted to.
Yeah, why,
he was almost kind of actually excited to talk to the
Why don't you let him be available to us? Oh, Jarrell Poe.
Oh.
Jarrell Poe would have made.
That's a good one.
Like, Jarrell would have been a guy that if you told me we could have somebody on the show once a week.
Jarrell would have been
really
good. Yeah, because
we could talk about food or we could talk about stuff.
Yeah, that dude tell you what he's cooking on Thursday night. Every
I
week,
don't want me. Cliche man.
Yeah, that's a good one. A really good one. Those are the main ones.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's different guys that
basketball
parade Jerry tougher. For a little while. Murphy Holloway.
Yeah.
Reginald Buckner. Kidding. Sebastian Saiz.
Chris Warren.
Yeah.
That kind of dude.
Yeah. People.
Millinghouse after he hits the floater.
Someone points out Kentrell Lockett. Yeah. Those teams weren't very good, but yeah, until the end.
I mean, Lockett was on 08-09.
Yeah.
He'd have been.
I guess I was thinking about, I guess, the later teams.
Yeah, they were not as good. Bo is the interesting one. He's the kind of dude that could have cashed in, made some coin, and was never going to make that professionally. Where this was set up for him, yes. Hey,
sure,
you have a rating here, use it and take advantage
yeah.
of it.
A window mm-hmm. to make money.
Yeah. I mean, Eli was a free space. We skipped over.
Yeah, he wasn't here when I was here. I was thinking about guys since I've been here.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean.
Duh.
But like someone said something, Arch Manning. Arch Manning's marketable anywhere.
Yeah, dude's getting.
I mean, no matter where he goes. Is he more marketable at Ole Miss? I don't know. Maybe, but it's. He's super marketable anywhere.
He's getting a pretty big thing no matter where he's
yeah,
at.
Yeah, I mean, could you market Arch Manning at Clemson?
He's getting the Canes deal no matter where
yeah,
he's
you could market him at Clemson. You can market him at Texas. You can market him at Ole Miss. You can wherever.
Nickel State, fine.
Yeah, those. But people like him are dime a dozen. I mean, not dime a dozen. They're once in a million is what I'm trying to say.
It's just Nickels now, though, right? They dropped State.
I think they dropped the State.
Yeah. I think it's just
but, yeah, he could go to, not Nickels, but he could go to SMU. And make bank in Dallas.
Virginia.
Sure. Of course. Could he make more at an SEC school than an ACC school? Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not the – I've seen people use him as an example, and I just don't think he's a real good example. Trevor Lawrence would have made money anywhere.
Yeah. I'm assuming it doesn't affect amateurism. In any way?
Not to my knowledge.
Even from an Olympic or from a
I don't think
professional?
So.
Nothing. I don't think so either. I'm just posing the topic.
Yeah, I hate to talk in definites because I haven't even thought of that.
Because like, yeah, like I guess my point is like it doesn't, it changes nothing like about Julia Johnson's ability to get a Johnson's Furniture ad but still go play in an amateur golf tournament somewhere.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because well, she's A, not getting paid for tournaments. I mean,
right.
But yeah, I don't think so either. I'm just throwing it out there. Because I thought about, hey, look, I don't know what it is, and it probably isn't any crazy market. I don't want to over-exaggerate it. But yeah, what does it do now for the ability to get something for a Julia Johnson or a Sam Kendricks or a Caitlin Lee? Was that the softball player's name back in the day?
Yeah.
Like somebody mm-hmm. like that, where it's, you know, you had a season and you're a name and you can.
Yeah. The pitcher kind of was Caitlin Lee. Was that?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah,
Caitlin
she could have struck for a year.
Yeah.
And gotten money that she wouldn't otherwise get. Sure.
Braden Thornberry, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You hit something for a minute.
Yeah.
Look, it's not bad. Whatever comes of this is good. Because frankly, it's taken even a little more power from the NCAA every single day.
Oh, absolutely.
Just nitpicking at it.
Which is why I'm a little bit waiting for them to declare war.
What's the argument? The Supreme Court's already said whatever you guys try to do on this standpoint, we're going to vote against.
Yeah, that was the Kavanaugh ruling.
Yeah, that was.
Kavanaugh was like, you guys need
to. I mean, NCAA guy all day long can go, yeah, that was just a minority opinion. We're good. But no, that was a shot saying, hey, heads up.
Yeah, that was
the more you bring to us, we're.
It was essentially a blog post posted by a United States Supreme Court justice. Whether you agree with his politics or not,
yeah.
He's on the court wearing the robe and the whole deal.
Yeah, there was message in that.
Yeah, his opinion does have some weight, whether you want it to or not.
One ninth or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. Podcast brought to you in part by Tyson Drugs and G&M Pharmacy. Still, use your local pharmacy. We've been telling you for a while now. If you're a state or school employee and you sign with an insurance provider that uses CVS Caremark, that is a pharmacy benefit manager. Don't confuse it with CVS Pharmacy. I know the logo is the same. It doesn't matter. Stay with your local pharmacy. You don't have to change a thing. You're all good there with that prescription card, that prescription program through Caremark CVS. So stay with Tyson Drugs with NG&M. With that, you get local delivery in the Oxford area, MedSync for your prescriptions the same day each month, and much more. So to find out, 662-236-2222.
We're also brought to you by Whitney McNutt, Tommy Morgan Incorporated Realtor, serving you for all your real estate needs in Oxford and Tupelo. Whitney sells condos, land, commercial, and residential family homes. 662-567-2573 or 662-842-3844. Brought to you by Alpha Specialties, located at 1670 Highway 80 in Pearl, Mississippi. They're your trailer-specific professional. If you want to haul it, they can call it at Alpha. It's the premium trailer dealership in Mississippi. They've got Load Trail. It's the premium brand trailer, the highest quality utility, equipment, dump, and gooseneck trailers being built today. They also have Hallmark cargo trailers, one of the most quality cargo trailers on the market, perfect for hauling goods to markets and shows, ATVs to deer camp, and more. They have spare tires and wheels starting at just $100, a full selection of trailer parts and accessories, hitches, winches, straps, and more. So give them a call, 601-932-9798, or check them out at alphaofms.com. And we're brought to you by The Rogue. The Rogue is your destination for fine men's clothing. Their stylist hand-select pieces from top designers from work to lifestyle to nightlife. There's the perfect something for everyone at The Rogue. All the best items from Peter Millar, Martin Dingman, Jack Victor, Duckhead, Halsey, True Grit, and more. 4450 I-55 North in Jackson or therogue.com. And we're brought to you by Joey Erickson at Heron Gear Chevrolet in Jackson. Let Joey help you find the vehicle you're looking for at a price you can afford. Choose from a full selection of new Chevy vehicles or get a great deal on numerous brands of reliable pre-owned vehicles. Just give Joey a call or text 662-571-2367, 662-571-2367, or go see him at 1685 High Street in Jackson.
So, let's see, kind of running around the world of sports a little bit. What'd y'all do? How many games y'all get?
So we went to two Padres Reds games. Saw the Padres win a rain shortened game 7-5, where we just got back to the hotel before the bottom fell out of the skies in Cincinnati. We went to a Reds Padres game. It was a 5-4. Reds got two in the ninth to walk it off. It was great. One of the best games I've ever watched.
Who's Carson find himself pulling for in those situations?
He looked at me a couple of times and goes, "Isn't this fun to not cheer for anybody?" Oh, and I said, okay. I said, "Yeah, welcome to my world when I'm in a press box."
But he knows you have to, like, mentally, you pick somebody without picking somebody. Everybody does that if they're watching two teams.
In that game, he kind of cheered for both teams. He would cheer for the Padres for a while, and then he caught himself cheering for the Reds.
Really?
He didn't want to miss Tatis, obviously.
Okay.
We saw Tatis hit a moonshot.
Okay.
He really likes Nick Castellanos.
Okay.
He hates the Cubs for letting Nick Castellanos walk.
Okay.
And then we saw the Reds beat the Cubs 2-1. On Friday night.
Okay.
And then we went to Nashville and we saw Nashville and Philadelphia. MLS quality of play has really improved in 3 years.
Has it really?
Yeah. It was actually very entertaining. It was not Euro League soccer, but it wasn't a massive fall off step from it.
Well, that's a big deal. That's important.
It was solid. There were really good players on both teams. Okay. Like people who stuck out where you're like, that guy's good. Like, I pointed at one guy, I said, that guy's good. And he goes, yeah, he played at some, I don't know.
What's the split between Americans versus other countries in MLS now?
On those two teams, it was mostly Americans.
Was it?
I think. There were certainly some foreigners. 22,000 people. It was a good game. Weather was nice. It was nice.
Giannis upgraded to questionable for game one of the NBA Finals.
Yeah. Bucks and Suns. Nobody called that one before the year.
Didn't have that one pegged, did they?
A lot of people had Bucks.
Yeah.
They didn't have Suns.
Sports books tab CP3 is the NBA Finals MVP favorite. What people thinking there?
Yeah, it's a pretty good bet. They don't really have anyone that can...
Nobody sticks out, so that...
I mean, Devin Booker was not the same player after he broke his nose.
Plus 170 for Paul. Which, obviously, to do that, you're saying they're winning.
What is it for Chris Middleton?
Let me see if I even have that.
Because if you told me the Bucks win the series.
Plus 650.
Yeah. There's your solid bet right there.
That the value on that one is better.
You can get value on Chris Middleton.
Devin Booker plus 260. So, if anybody's not aware, that's betting 100 to win 260.
What's DeAndre Ayton?
20-1.
Okay.
Middleton and Drew Holiday have the same. No, I'm sorry. Holiday's at 1,000. Middleton's at 650.
I got one. What's Brook Lopez?
I don't know that I have that. Let me see. Nope. He is not even listed.
Not even listed.
It's worse than 20-1 then.
Wow.
Whatever it is. Is that where you throw a flyer then?
That might be worth throwing $10.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking for Giannis's thing. Where is he? By the way, you could have gotten Paul to start the playoffs for finals MVP at 40-1.
Oh.
So could have made some coin there at one point.
Be feeling pretty good right about now.
Yeah, he's plus 70.
Trying to think if there's anyone on the Suns that would be worth a flyer outside of their three guys.
It requires winning, and then you do kind of have a name unless you just go crazy.
Unless you just
go nuts. If it's 50-50, Paul's getting it.
Yeah. The really good bet would be Chris Middleton. At 6.5-1.
Okay. I get it. How likely do you feel like it is he's going to play and be effective?
I actually sort of feel for the Bucks here. Because I think in an ideal world, you don't play him. But how often do you get to the finals? You have this opportunity to win. He wants to play. He is your franchise. Weird spot.
Okay.
I'd have to sit my doctors down and go, hey, look, as much as we want you to tell us something, we do want the truth. Because I don't want to jeopardize his career.
No, he's your dude.
He's my guy, and he's still awfully young, and he's talking about charismatic, and he just re-upped. He's going to sign the long-term deal there. But boy, how many chances do you get to win a championship? It's so easy to go, well, we'll get back here. What if you don't?
Interesting thought there from G210 Reb on our stream. Says, I know this isn't an audience, it's always interesting NBA, but I find it interesting that Rodman, maybe the most sane at peace with the 90s success of the big three, Jordan, Scottie, and Rodman, and in response to the bitterness of Scottie's interview with DP, Dan Patrick.
I don't understand why Scottie Pippen's so bitter. Like the shot at Phil Jackson. You wait this long to take that shot?
Yeah, and why?
Nobody else has ever said that. Think of all the people that Phil coached.
Your names.
I mean, some big name people.
Some egos.
He coached Michael Jordan, obviously. Scottie Pippen. Dennis Rodman. Horace Grant.
Yeah.
Kobe.
Shaq.
I mean, Shaq doesn't really strike me as the kind of guy that would repress his opinion. Pau Gasol, who's outspoken. Derek Fisher, who's a very active politically. He coached Ron Harper, Rick Fox. I mean, these are really smart people who talk a lot. Nobody's ever said that about him in any, or even hinted at that in a public forum. And Scottie Pippen's still upset about Tony Kukoc all these years later? Scottie Pippen made the dream team. He won 6 titles, tons of money. No one's ever said, Pippen really deep down sucked. Oh, everybody's giving him credit for what he was. The second best player on maybe the greatest team in NBA history.
Yeah, reading here, he called Jordan selfish at one point, and then I'm reading from The Guardian. It says, in an interview with GQ's Tyler Tynes last month, Pippen labeled Jordan selfish while defending his own decision to remain on the stadium sideline for the rest of that second-round clash with the Knicks when the final play of the game was drawn for rookie Tony Kukoc, calling the decision a, quote, pretty low blow, then a racially motivated move days later while appearing on the Dan Patrick Show. Pippen put that latest charge at the feet of Phil Jackson. Then you're calling Phil Jackson a racist, ? Patrick asked. I have no problem with that, Pippen replied. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I find that to be reprehensible. You wait all these years to label him a racist? He's bitter about the contract situation, and I don't blame him. He could have made a lot more money, but he also could have demanded a trade. They were going to move him.
People immediately defending Phil Jackson included Barkley, Shaq, Robert Horry, and others.
Robert Horry's another one. He played for him who's never been afraid to express an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and look at that Laker team. That was full of a bunch of guys that were really media savvy. Are you telling me that if Kobe Bryant thought that Phil Jackson were a racist, that we would not have heard that?
Yeah.
Kobe, who was not afraid to say anything. Kobe talked about teammates and stuff. And Shaq? Shaq's one of the most outspoken, in a great way, people in all of sports. I mean, he's phenomenal on television.
Mm-hmm.
Saying Shaq would never have at least hinted at that? Come on. Bill Jackson wanted to win. What, he won 9 titles as a coach?
That's right. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I mean, you win 9 titles as a coach, you probably are good with people.
I know only. He only won 3 in L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that's right. I mean, it's just a lot of guys who are not afraid to speak up.
11.
11 titles.
91 to 93, 96 to 98, 2000
to 02, that's right,
'cause he
did the,
9 and 10.
He did the three-peat, and then he coached Kobe and Powell to 2.
Yeah.
I always forget that Kobe had 5.
Yeah, he has 3 three-peats and then 2 others.
Phew.
Well, because, you know, because Kobe, and like, you know, in that gif you always see where he goes, you know, like he does a little thing where he's counting out 5 to whoever he's talking to.
Yeah. Dude in the crowd.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, what I mean. So like, you're telling me that guy, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
This is coming from, I was a huge Kobe fan.
No, I know. Yeah.
This is coming from somebody who, I mean, Kobe heard everything. So don't you think if Kobe got a whiff of racism from Phil Jackson? Because Kobe could have walked. He was maybe the one human being in Los Angeles who could have walked into Jerry Buss's office
and
said, hey, Phil's got to go.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, the list is very short. It's probably Kobe.
Yeah.
That's
Sasha Vujacic couldn't walk in and do that.
Yeah.
I mean, even Derek Fisher couldn't walk in and get that done. He'd be like, hey, Derek.
We love you.
I can go find another point guard.
Yeah.
But Kobe could walk in and be like, hey.
Anyway.
Damn, Kobe. I still can't believe Kobe Bryant's dead.
I know.
Isn't that crazy? You talk about him and you think about him in the present tense because he was always so freaking vibrant. And then you think he's
it's
not
around
anymore.
It's one of the most crushing things on what you thought he was about to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, just
kind of takes
watching his kids grow up, the relationship with her, with what he was about to do for women's basketball as a whole.
Yeah. It's still kind of hard to – it's really sort of hard to absorb it.
Anyway, we will continue podcast this week. Appreciate everybody in the stream for hanging out. I guess technically is your stream. So thanks for that. I'll have some guests as the week moves on as well. So hope you enjoy your day. Be safe, and we'll talk to you again very soon.